Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Tavius Robinson met with the media as the Ravens continue preparations for their Week 16 meeting with the Patriots.
How's it going?
How did it feel getting back out there? You know, I guess it's been like 2 months.
Yeah.
Getting out there. How did it feel just maybe in the first few plays?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt so good to be back out there with the guys, honestly, and just being out there making plays with them, seeing them make plays. I kind of said it last week, like when I was hurt, it was just I would die to just play a field goal block snap at that point. So it was just, yeah, great to be back out there.
That was the first game you got to play with Draymond Jones. Mm-hmm. And Harbaugh talked on Monday about he felt like you guys played off each other really well. Made a nice pairing. Well, how did that go from your standpoint?
Yeah, I think he's a guy who just brings energy. He's physical. We play kind of similar in that way. So it was kind of cool to just feed off of his energy, you know, feed off of each other's energy and kind of just, play off each other. So, he's been great for sure.
You talked about the similarity. I mean, both of you have the ability to slide inside in some of these passing situations.
Yeah.
How important is that for a front, especially the position you guys are in where you talked about the scheme up pressure?
Yeah, no, I think it's huge to be able to do both for sure. And he's a guy who's kind of done that his whole career. So it's been good for me to kind of learn from him, take tips from him, in the meeting room and stuff like that. So, it's been good for sure.
Drake May is one of the MVP front runners. What have you seen from him on film?
Yeah, I think he's a good quarterback. They got a good team over there. So, it's going to be on us to contain him and come up with a dub.
Dave, so when you think of the quarterbacks you've faced specifically in the AFC this year, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Drake May's now an MVP candidate, Jay Stroud, I'm certainly just some guys. Is this kind of as stacked a group in the conference as you can kind of remember going up against?
Yeah, I think we've definitely played against some good quarterbacks. So, again, it's going to be a good challenge this weekend to go out there and get it done for sure.
When you kind of look at the Ravens over the year, even during your time, one of the big things has been the domination at home. This year, home losses have kind of stacked up a little bit. Have you guys ever talked about ending at the home with a win? Has there been any talk about that?
Yeah, I think it's so important because we got the fans who come out every week and support us, and so it's important for us to go 1-0 this week, and it just happens to be at home, so it's very important for us to do that.
What's your reaction when it gets flexed to Sunday Night Football? Does that add a little more juice for you?
Most definitely. I think, primetime games, Sunday night games are always, a little bit more energy surrounding it. So I think for sure, yeah.
What's the importance of a fast start when they're playing at home to kind of set the tone in the first quarter?
Yes. Yeah, so important. I think, starting fast and, again, just kind of having energy, when your brother makes a play, go celebrate, get that energy flowing in the crowd, the team and all that. So it's very important for sure.
Davis, obviously last week, it was a milestone for you coming back, a milestone for the defense getting the shutout. Did you guys also feel good for Zach, who took so much crap early in the year when you guys weren't playing well? I mean, he kind of gets that signature game in a huge game.
100%. I mean, Zio's been a great coach from day one, and I think, he puts us in the positions to go out there and make plays every week. So it's on us to execute. What our job is, and so major credit to Zach. He's been a great coach from day one from training camp. So
I saw Tavius, you said after the game that after your sack you went and high fived all of the trainers that helped you get back on the field.
Yeah.
Can you just talk about fans don't I think they don't see that stuff. They don't really know a lot about that. Can you talk about the work that they did with you to get you back on the field?
Yeah, no, that was kind of the first thing. And we were talking about it during my rehab, after my first sack, I told Marcus, I was going to come find him and give him a big hug because he was kind of the guy who was with me every day. And again, so it's just a major, I'm grateful for AD and the whole the training staff over there. From day one when I got hurt the day after, I said, I'm going to be annoying. I'm going to be in here every second I possibly can. So, I'm just warning you guys now. And they were great and just, that. And again, so, just really grateful for them and getting me back. And,
Davey said that slide on your Instagram post of you kind of hobbling along. I guess how long ago after that initial injury was that?
Yeah, that was my first time walking. So it was 2 weeks after because it was no wait for 2 weeks. And that was, my first time walking. Yeah.
All good? All right.
All right, appreciate it.